there's a lot of noise in our party. Some people should step down, others, as far as I'm concerned, I've always believed in competition. And I continue to believe it. But I also believe that each individual has the right to decide what they will do. That is why my young brother here has decided that he's now going to combine his forces with mine to push and produce a result for the party. People talk a lot about unity and the NPP. Yesterday when he came to the house to congratulate me and pledge his support, the journalists, three of them separately, came to ask me, can you work with this man? He's your competitor now. He says, will you be able to work with him? I told them, yes, of course, I'll be able to work with him. We're all in the NPP. We all share the same beliefs. Yes, that is what makes us NPP. We believe in human rights, individual liberties, social justice. That's why when we came, we made it possible for the National Health Insurance Scheme to come, so that everybody, even the poorest in our society, would have access to good health care. That's why we brought the school feeding program, to make sure that every child in Ghana had access to a decent meal to be able to study in peace. And that is why we were bringing the free secondary school program, so that everybody in Ghana, no matter your origin or your background, you could have access to good schooling. These are the common beliefs we have, that in our country, the private sector will develop our economy for us. These are the common beliefs amongst all of us in the NPP. Yes, because we are not robots. We don't go with just one thinking. We all have our different views, and we can have differences of opinion about strategy, differences of opinion, even about leadership. But one thing which is an important part of our culture, once we have made a decision, once we know what the trend is, we all come together and follow that trend and push it and make it better. That is the culture that Osei Ameyaw has demonstrated to the Ghanaian people. He says, this is the trend the party is going. So I am going to be part of that trend. And he's brought with him his campaign manager, the young man from the Eastern region, Amufa, who used to be our regional youth organizer in the place, who's also come to join us. We welcome all of them on the train. Let us get together and work and work. And I'm determined to work with everybody in this party. Everybody in this party who's determined to win in 2016. Whether they support me or not, I'm determined to work with them.
Thank you, sir.
And in the process, I want to appeal to all of those who did not vote for me on the 31st of August. You have a second chance. Vote for me this time. Vote for me. And let's make that emphatic statement to the Ghanaian people. It provides us with a strong base for going forward for 2016. And with hard work, proper organization on our side, and we're not going to be cheated this time. We're not going to have 27 come through as 27-0. That is not going to happen this time. It's not going to happen this time. We're going to work hard and make it clear that we are the organization and the program that will allow us to win. All the struggle, what is it? It is that on that night, whether it's the 7th or the 8th of December 2016, the Electoral Commission will make a declaration to the Ghanaian people that the MPP presidential candidate, Nana Abubakar, is worthy of the election. That victory will make it possible for us to put into place our vision, the transformation of our country. Our country can be much better off than it is today. This country is a country that can be prosperous, where the average person can have a dignified life. And that is what we're going to make sure happens in Ghana with our victory. I've said it before and I want to repeat it. Yeah, I'm not in politics to steal your money. I'm not in politics to enrich myself and stuff my stomach. That is not why I came into politics. I have a dream and a vision of what this country can be like. And I want to work to make that dream and that vision happen. What I am confident about is that our generation will be the generation, we here in this room, will be the people who will be responsible for that transformation of Ghana. 20, 30 years down the road, young, today's children will say it is in our father's time. It was our father who worked, our fathers and mothers who worked to make that transition, that transformation of Ghana. It was in the Akufo-Addo's time as president that Ghana made that transformation and became the nation that these are what we are fighting for. And I want us all to join hands to make that happen. We can do it and leave a very, very great legacy and heritage for ourselves. So I've come here today to appeal to you, thank you, and then to appeal to you. Stand together on the 18th of October and make it clear. This time round, it is not number six, it is number one. The balloting at the party headquarters has just finished. And this time around, just that number one has been is on the ballot. So that's the figure for all of us, number one. Thank you very much, and may God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you.